我是 Jenny， 你正在收听由开言英语带来的潘吉 Jenny 告诉你。
Hey guys, this is Adam.
Adam, 你有没有玩过剧本杀
？Kill the script? Have I killed the script?
Have you killed anything?
Well, Jenny killed one of the scripts I wrote yesterday. 哦、oh, ，
对，我还蛮经常杀你的剧本，杀你的开言英语课程对话。剧本杀，你知道这是什么东西吗
？I did not before we sat down to prepare for today.
啊、但这个那你 out 了。因为这个在国内非常非常火、
yes.
And I know that in open language 我们很多时候 team building 国内的同事去这个团建的时候都会去玩剧本杀 And people were so into it
Yes, that's because it's really a broad range of activities, right?
最主要你这里面就动脑子啊你最后要找出这个 Usually 剧本杀都是你要找出谁是凶手英文叫 whodunit
Whodunit, yeah, who's the killer
Who's the killer, whodunit、好那么剧本杀英语怎么讲呢？
Script killer.
Or kill the script.
Kill the script, like you killed my script yesterday.
Yeah, I'm guessing that's not how you say it in English.
No, that's right, that's right. I guess I would say this is like live action. This is role playing.
So it's like LARPing,
LARPing, yes, live action
role playing. 对，其实剧本杀啊，真的蛮难直译成英语的。但是这件事情，这个 activity 在英语里面呢，我们就叫它 LARP.
LARP, it's just such a funny sounding word.
好，那 LARP, L-A-R-P, 刚刚 Adam 也说了，它其实是每一个字母都表示了一个英语单词。
Right. So two really important parts here.The first is role-playing. Role-playing, this type of game has been around forever.
我们小孩最早的时候过家家 you know, we...
Yeah, I guess that counts. So usually a role-playing game has more rules, like it's more formal. So in North America, a very, very common one was called Dungeons and Dragons, D&D.
It's a role-playing game.
Role-playing game. But so the point of these games is that there are tons of rules. You can do a lot of things, but your character is limited to a set of rules, basically.
对，因为我们之所以叫它剧本杀，就是每一个 player, you're given a 剧本，一个 script, 然后你要 stick with the rules, right?
Right. So the big difference is before we would be playing these games at a table.
桌游
Board games.
Board games.
It's basically a board game, whereas now we are putting on the costumes. We are going out to the forest.
And 对对，就是你要打扮，然后要到一个什么地方。
Right.
对，国内很多剧本杀的是室内的，很多 indoor， 但是你会有对 ，you're given a 剧本，然后会有 costumes，
right，
就是还有一些 props 道具啊这些的。好，那前面 LARPing 我们说的是 stands for live action role playing、
yes.
啊。Live action 就是 it's real.
Yeah. So usually when I think about live action, I think about a cartoon versus a movie. So for example, like I have seen a cartoon version of Journey to the West, and I've also seen a couple live action versions.
The best. 央视版八十年代的《西游记》
The original one.
不是这两年迪士尼就纷纷，比如花木兰。
Yes. Okay. So that's a great example. That is the live action version.
对，刘亦菲的花木兰就是 live action version of 木兰。哎，那我们讲了那么多剧本啊什么，我们现在就好好看看剧本的英语。
Okay, so we already mentioned the word script.
Script, 对。哎，有一个短语叫 stick with the script.
Yeah, or don't go off script.
Don't go off, 不 stick with script, 自己去乱发挥。
Right.
而且这个 don't go off the script,它的usage, 它的应用是很广泛的。基本上就是说我们本来有一个计划有一个共识、然后这个人自己他怎么自己去干自己的事情了
Right. Well, the problem is when you go off script, a lot of bad things can happen.
Exactly.
Loose lips sink ships.
剧本不是还有一个词叫 screenplay 是吗
Well, that is specifically for movies.、
好那总之呢你如果想请你的外国朋友去玩剧本杀不要跟他们说 Let's go do script kill 因为他也不知道这是什么你可以 instead say
LARP
Let's LARP
Hello my foreign friend Let us LARP together
Let's LARP 这也就是我想问你的我们到底用什么动词呢、因为中文我们会说我们去玩剧本杀
Right. Generally speaking It's usually safe to guess that in English we're not going to say play. Usually we only say play for sports.
Or little kids.
Or for little kids, or for just
music.
Music, yeah.
对，那这里怎么说我们去玩这个 LARP?
You know, actually go is not a bad idea. Like go to murder mystery.
所以你要邀请别人的时候可以说
Let's go.
Let's go LARPing.
Yeah, go. I don't think there's any set rules for this one. Just don't say play.
Yeah, just don't say play. 我觉得 let's go LARPing or we're gonna go LARPing for our team building. That sounds fine.
Another fun thing you can always say in English is something it up. Let's LARP it up. We're going to LARP it up tonight.
其实 LARP 它不一定都是 murder mystery, 不一定都是那个最后要去看谁是凶手。但在国内的剧本杀基本上都是前面我们说的 whodunit,、
right.
谁干的那个事情。
Right.
好，那我们现在就来分享一下这方面的和推理相关的英语啊。因为这个游戏基本上是一个推理游戏。那推理英语要怎么说呢
?Okay, yes, lots of words to talk about here.
Oh, really?、
Yeah.Yes.
比如
Well, let's talk about two, for example. Infer.
Infer, I-N-F-E-R.
And deduce.
Deduce, D-E-D-U-C-E.
Yeah, a little bit different, but kind of the same thing. You're going from one idea to the next idea.
就很多线索 clue.
There's a clue which will lead you to some kind of conclusion, or like I just said, the next idea in a logical way.
Logical.这很重要逻辑、我们也经常说逻辑推理
Right, so logical reasoning, logical inference Or here's the other one, logical deduction
Okay, 前面你说 logical reasoning、Reason 我们都知道它一个意思是原因、
right.
What's the reason、
right.
we're going LARPing?
Right, yes, what is the reason for this LARPing?
但是 reason 还有一个意思就是推理
It's a verb here, so you're thinking, but it's thinking in a way that is logical.
That makes sense. 但是我觉得刚刚这些词都有点比较正式，特别像 infer 啊
right.
deduce.
Right.
You really don't hear them that much in everyday situations.
I'm going to go out on a limb here and say the reason is because people don't often infer or deduce.
你觉得日常生活中我们推理不够是吧
I think that we could use a little bit more instruction in logical reasoning.
但我觉得比较口语的如果、你形容给一个外国朋友听我们今天去 LARP 我们去剧本杀这个到底是干嘛你可以说 We're just going to solve some puzzles.、We're going to try to solve a murder mystery.
Yeah, that's a great word to use because that is the common word here.
就解决对不对、刚刚说的解决什么呢解决问题和谜团 solving puzzles.
Right.
Puzzle, P-U-Z-Z-L-E. 比如拼图那个就是一个 puzzle.、或者任何的就是一开始很 messy, 一团乱麻但是当你一点一点 reason using your logic, 最后能找出答案的事情是吧你可以说 solving puzzles.
Well, I'm thinking like the number puzzles, like logic games,、like Sudoku.
数独那个就是一种
That is a puzzle.
Like puzzle,
when、I think about a puzzle, like a picture puzzle,、there's no logic that goes into that.、other than just like this color is the same as this color.
另外刚刚也说了 we're solving a mystery.、特别很多这剧本杀是一个 murder.谋杀的 mystery、I love mystery novels and movies 我最爱看的小说除了福尔摩斯还有 Agatha Christie 的波罗侦探系列、Poirot
Yes
I love it
The Murder on the Oriental Express
还有 Death on the Nile、
right.
尼罗河惨案、电影小说我是最爱的
Right, so in those novels or really in any kind of mystery orDetective novel, the main character always needs to reason to solve the murder, right? So that will be a mixture of deduction and inference.
这个 mystery 是很神秘的啊，是一个秘密，或者我们说它是很悬疑的，对吧？当我们讲这些小说和电影的类型 genre 的时候，
right.
我们经常会看到 mystery novel,
right?
或者悬疑还有一个词是 suspense. right?
Yeah, suspense, or like I said before, detective. So some people like actually focus on the detective. Some people focus more on the mystery.
是 detective 就是侦探型
Right.
那讲到最有名的这个大侦探就是福尔摩斯，他的英语名叫做
Sherlock Holmes.
Holmes.
Right. So this, I've said the word deduction so many times today, and really all I've wanted to say this whole time is a Sherlock Holmes quote.If you remove the impossible, the only thing that remains, however improbable it may be, is the truth. That's deduction. Take away this impossible thing, take away impossible thing, take away impossible thing. What remains is the truth.
小时候特别觉得没有逻辑 illogical 的一件事情。福尔摩斯英语 Sherlock Holmes. Where is the F part?
Yeah.
And where is the M part?
I don't understand the logic behind them.
可能是一些方言，不是普通话。
Right.
但是就太根深蒂固了。你如果现在把福尔摩斯改成什么夏洛克·轰尔摩斯，你会觉得 What? 哎，我还想讲的就是，通常在这些 mysteries 里面啊，它都会让你看到有些线索或者冒。貌似 solve 了一个 puzzle, 但最后不是的。这个我们可以英语叫一个词，这个迷雾弹。
You could say a red herring, but often the word that we would use in a script is a twist.
A twist,
right,
对。
There's a twist.
那个 red herring, 我还想 herring 是一种什么鱼，是不是？
Yeah, it's a fish. It's a stinky fish.
对，臭臭的。
The point is that it distracts you.
Red herring 通常在这种 murder mystery 里面都是哦，这个人应该他就是凶手了。
Right, right.
The clues point to the fact that he did it.
Right.
但最后不是的，他是一个 distraction.
Right. So, yeah. So the character would be like somebody who is very abusive.
Or 看起来就像一个变态杀手。
He's a Nazi. That's the easiest way to do it is that he is a Nazi.
Are you good at solving puzzles and mysteries?
Whenever I LARPed it up?
Yeah.
No, I, to be honest, have never LARPed.Yeah.
是吗?
Yeah, I'm not too familiar with LARPing. I've played lots of role-playing games in my life, but never like with full costume.
我也没有玩过剧本杀，因为我们同事们都去玩剧本杀团建的时候，就疫情这一年、
right.
我都没回去。
Yeah, exactly.
但是 I love LARPing by myself. 我很喜欢自己 solo 一个人 LARPing. 就比如我在看这种 murder mystery 电影啊。
Right.
And I have to say, I'm pretty good at it.
Yeah.
他给我 throw 一个red herring, 我都不会落入圈套。我想这人看起来是变态，肯定不是他。
Yeah, well, so I always love on a TV show where the time is very limited to 50 minutes, right?
Yeah.
So if the person, you know, is presented as the bad guy 20 minutes in, it's clearly not going to be. Well, it's interesting now because before, when you would go to the movie theater, you don't really know how long the movie is. If you're reading a book, you can clearly see, oh, I'm 3 pages in. This can't be the killer.
我小时候看福尔摩斯的时候就会看最最后到底是什么
right.
但是去年吧 or just before COVID 有一个电影在北美在中国都很受欢迎就是一个 classic whodunit、
yeah.
Murder mystery 就是 Knives Out
Yeah, this was a great movie
Yeah, 而且那个电影我觉得特别奇妙的就是它其实挺早就告诉你 what happened
Right
But you still want to watch it
Yeah
就其实现在有蛮多的这种电视电影它不是说让你最后才揭晓它是挺前面就告诉你了 But they still manage to keep you hooked?
Yeah, you're right. You know exactly what happens right into the movie, but there are so many twists.
Yeah, that was a great movie and very entertaining.好，那我们今天的节目就到这儿。最后想问问大家 ，Are you a LARPer?
Yes, tell us your LARPing experience.
对 ，Are you into LARPing? 是不是很喜欢玩剧本杀、哦、？And do you think you're good at figuring things out, solving puzzles?
That's right. Are you a modern day Sherlock Holmes?
对，都欢迎大家在留言里跟我们分享你去过最酷的这个剧本杀的 venue 地方是什么，都可以跟我们推荐一下。好 ，Thank you for listening. We'll see you next time. 下次再见。
All right, bye guys. Happy LARPing.